Neuroscience of emotion. Each person has a unique emotional style, just like fingerprints or snowflakes. This style dictates how we react to life's challenges. Getting really good at something through practice, like playing the piano or driving a taxi, actually changes our brains. And even practicing virtually can have the same effect, because our brains respond to what we experience both inside and outside. So, if you put in the effort, you can actually change how you handle your emotions. Researchers now understand that emotions play a crucial role in our minds. There are six main emotions: happiness, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, and surprise. These emotions universally trigger corresponding facial expressions across cultures. Negative emotions tend to activate the right frontal area of the brain, while positive emotions activate the left frontal area. Six dimensions. Emotional style comprises six dimensions, shaping how each person behaves uniquely. These dimensions are rooted in specific brain circuits, according to neurologists. They vary in intensity, ranging from one extreme to the other. Resilience. Your ability to bounce back from tough times varies from person to person. Whether it's dealing with a small hassle like a parking ticket or a major blow like losing someone close, everyone reacts differently. Scientists can predict how well resilient people handle big losses by looking at how they cope with smaller setbacks. Those who recover quickly from minor issues are likely to bounce back faster from major ones. On the flip side, some people take longer to recover, maybe even stewing over a morning argument without realizing it's still bothering them. Outlook. People who radiate positivity, even when faced with challenges, typically maintain a bright outlook on life. On the other hand, those who struggle to find happiness and often dwell on negative feelings lean towards a pessimistic stance. Social intuition. When your friend stops you on your way out and launches into a lengthy story, oblivious to your hurry, it's because they might not pick up on your signals that you need to go. Some people, like your friend, are less tuned into these cues, while others can read them at a glance and know when to back off. Self-awareness. Some people aren't quick to recognize their own emotions. They might take days to realize they're angry or frustrated, and their behavior reflects that. These people tend to be self-opaque in terms of self-awareness. On the other end of the spectrum, those with high self-awareness can link their impatience at home to the frustration of a traffic-filled commute. They tend to have more empathy because they can feel other people's pain in their own minds and bodies. This heightened empathy can lead to burnout in professions like nursing and social work. Sensitivity to context. Most people grasp what's appropriate in different settings, but some miss the social cues entirely. Attention. Can you stay focused on the task at hand, even when your personal life is chaotic? Understanding emotions through six dimensions rather than traditional personality types can offer practical insights. For example, we can look at social intuition, which stems from a specific area of the brain called the fusiform gyrus. This area is also responsible for facial recognition. Emotional style evolution. Research on twins reveals that certain emotional traits, like shyness, sociability, and impulsivity, have a strong genetic basis. These traits align with where individuals fall on the spectrum of social intuition and attention. In the 1990s, scientists believed genetic traits were unchangeable, akin to physical characteristics like eye color. For example, if you were born shy, you'd stay shy forever. However, recent genetic insights indicate that people can activate or deactivate genetic traits based on their surroundings. Studies tracking kids from age 3 to 9 discovered something fascinating: shyness isn't hardwired into our genes. It means our personalities aren't set in stone. What you're like at 3 doesn't seal your fate. So, if you're a bit reserved now, it doesn't mean you'll be the same way forever. There's room for change in our brains as we grow. Emotions impact health. Different emotional styles impact our bodies in real ways. Behavioral medicine explores how our feelings affect our physical well-being. People who spend a lot of time alone tend to have more stress hormones and are prone to illnesses like the flu. However, pushing someone who prefers solitude to be more social can actually make them more stressed and trigger physical stress reactions. The relationship between our body and brain goes both ways. Our thoughts and feelings can affect our physical health, and our physical health can impact our thoughts and feelings. While medicine often separates mental and physical health, there's a lot we haven't fully explored about how they're connected. Understanding this connection better could lead to more effective treatments for various illnesses. While science has studied negative emotions like anger, anxiety, stress, and depression extensively, we're just starting to delve into how positive emotions like joy and excitement can also influence our health. The power of positive emotions. Researchers have found strong links between feeling good and staying healthy. Positive emotions seem to make a big difference in how well our bodies work. They've seen that folks with more positive feelings have lower chances of having a stroke, need to go back to the hospital less after heart trouble, and have better luck with fertility treatments. Even fighting off a cold seems easier when you're in a good mood. And it's not just in your head. Words that stir up emotions, like suffocate, can affect how your body reacts, especially if you're prone to being influenced by your feelings. Biological markers tell us a lot about our health, both physically and emotionally. Just as cholesterol levels help us gauge our physical well-being, understanding our emotional style is crucial for a happy life. There's no one-size-fits-all emotional style. What matters is how it affects our happiness and success. For instance, being socially puzzled might actually fuel major technological breakthroughs. If your emotional style is holding you back from happiness or reaching your goals, it's time to make a change. If climbing stairs leaves you breathless, it's a sign of poor health. Similarly, if your emotional style is stopping you from feeling joy or achieving your dreams, it's a red flag. In some cases, treatment called behavioral activation has proven more effective than medication for emotional disorders. Extreme emotional styles. Instead of sorting mental health issues into 365 different categories, we can use a more practical method. Let's break down behaviors using 6 emotional dimensions. This way, we can better understand the full spectrum of emotions from positive to negative. Research on depression shows that there are different types, each needing its own approach to treatment. For example, imagine one group who struggles to bounce back when things go wrong, they get stuck feeling down. Then there's another group who might feel good briefly after something positive but can't keep that feeling going. Scientists are studying these different types to figure out what's going on in the brain so they can create therapies that work. One helpful therapy is behavioral activation. It's not medicine, but it's effective. For example, it helps patients find enjoyable things to do and sets them challenges to tackle negative thoughts. So, if you find yourself thinking, "I'm just a failure," you can fight back with reminders of your successes, like graduating from college. Neuroplasticity. Recent studies challenge long-held scientific beliefs, revealing that the brain is remarkably adaptable. It's not as fixed as once thought. Even in short spans, our brains can change. The worry circuit in the brain, made up of the orbital frontal cortex and the striatum, kicks into overdrive for folks dealing with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. But practicing mindful awareness, a technique borrowed from Buddhism, can really flip the script for them. If you're aware of all the stuff bombarding your senses and thoughts, but you don't let it push your buttons. When an OCD patient catches themselves spiraling into obsessive worry, they can pause and remind themselves, "That's just my wonky worry circuit acting up." It's like giving your brain a workout to rewire how it handles emotions. Train your mind effectively. Scientists used brain scans called functional MRI, FMRI, to peek into the minds of people practicing different forms of meditation. They want to figure out how Buddhist mental techniques contribute to feeling good. This caught the attention of the Dalai Lama, the top monk in Tibetan Buddhism. With his help, the researchers found monks who had meditated for over 10,000 hours. What they discovered in these monks' brains backs up what Buddhists have been saying for ages: meditation boosts awareness, concentration, and positivity. Plus, it ramps up feelings of kindness and well-being. Scientists are exploring ways to boost positive feelings and empathy through different therapeutic methods. One approach, called mindfulness-based stress reduction, ramps up activity in the left prefrontal cortex, linked to positive emotions. Another method being studied is compassion meditation. This technique involves focusing on someone you care about and wishing for their freedom from suffering. Then, you broaden your thoughts to include others, extending your wishes to all living beings, aiming for their relief from suffering. Forward planning. Instead of assuming everything will work out, actively train your brain to think ahead and make decisions with long-term benefits in mind. This proactive approach helps build resilience against immediate gratification. When faced with a tempting treat, like a brownie, think about your long-term goal, such as losing weight. Picture yourself achieving that goal, maybe even picturing that extra pound lost. Instead of indulging, think about rewarding yourself differently, like treating yourself to a new pair of jeans when you reach your goal. Make sure to actually follow through with your reward to keep yourself motivated. To bounce back faster from tough times, change your surroundings. For example, step away from a room where you've just had an argument. If you want to stay understanding and positive, put yourself in places where good things usually happen. To sharpen your social skills, pay close attention to people's expressions and actions. Compare what they say with how they say it and what their body language tells you. Try focusing on positive aspects through well-being therapy. Each day, jot down one good trait about yourself and one about someone you know. Express genuine gratitude by saying thank you often. Acknowledge and praise others for their achievements. Make these habits part of your daily routine to keep improving. Check in with yourself weekly to track your progress. Key points. 1. Each person's emotional style is unique and can be reshaped through practice. 2. 6 emotional dimensions influence behaviors, including resilience and social intuition. 3. Emotional traits can evolve over time despite genetic predispositions. 4. Positive emotions are linked to better physical health outcomes. 5. Addressing depression can benefit from understanding emotional dimensions. 6. Mindfulness and meditation enhance positive emotions and empathy. 7. Proactive strategies like forward planning improve resilience and well-being.